gymnastics competition, gold medal, first time an African-American, third consecutive time an American has won it. Our guest this morning, she was there. She witnessed it. She's a member of the Fantastic Seven. Dominique Dawes, welcome to the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Thank you for having me on.
So tell us, what was it like to sit there and watch Gabby nail it yesterday to win the gold medal?
It was really a dream come true. I'm here in London reporting for FoxSports.com, and I'm sitting in the media section. And, you know, the decorum in the media section is you do not show a favorite. You definitely don't, definitely don't applaud. I stood up. I was cheering. I was about to cry. And it was just hard for me to stay composed. But throughout the competition, it was difficult because I had absolutely no control. I wanted to put a leotard on and get out there. But I know I'm washed up and done at 35, so I didn't even think about it. But I'm just so pleased for Gabby, for her mother, Natalie. Good mom wants to see her young girl succeed, and succeed is exactly what she did.
Well, you talk about that, of course, you know, on the broadcast, they kept showing all the moms and everything. Now, we saw her dad was at the U.S. Olympics, and I was checking with some people. He may have gone back overseas, either to Iraq or Afghanistan, or was he in London somewhere? Do you know?
I really don't know. I know that her mom's been here. We've been tweeting back and forth, and, well, more so direct message tweeting back and forth, and she's just ecstatic, and I was crying all day yesterday. I had trouble sleeping, and I just let her know that I woke up still in tears. She's just had a great amount of support from her family, from friends, and definitely from the fans now. I've seen that her Twitter page has shot up to over 250,000 fans, and I'm sure that's going to continue to rise. She deserves it. She's worked hard. She's a great coach in Chow, who's based in the Iowa area, and I just wish the best for this young little girl.
Were you ever faced with that, Dominique, of having to move the way she did, and she, you know, she and her sisters convinced her mom to let her go to Iowa? Were you faced with that and having to make a change like that?
I moved in with my coach when I was about 11 years old, but mm-hmm. it was not many states away. Mm-hmm. It was maybe 15 miles away. And then when my coach moved further and bought a different gym, it was maybe 20 miles away. So I did not have that same experience where I was miles and miles away from home and I could not see my family. I was able to go home every weekend or every other weekend, you know, if the time worked out with my training schedule. So it was a bit of a different scenario than Gabby, but obviously her mom was, you know, willing to make that sacrifice, and Gabby, you know, definitely capitalized on it, which is great to see.
How much does it cost a parent to put their child in a program like that?
You know, it's definitely not a cheap sport, but it's not super expensive. The majority of athletes in the sport of gymnastics come from middle class or upper middle class families. It's hundreds of dollars a month. It could come up to at least $1,000 or so, depending on what level you are and the other expenses that come with it outside of travel and the hotel and the leotards, because, you know, every little girl wants to have one leotard for every single day of practice. And when you practice 6 days a week, that means a lot of leotards. So my parents were smart, and I had to wear the same leotard over and over and over again.
I'm glad Tom brought up the money aspect. I tweeted this yesterday. Madison Avenue is going to love Gabby Douglas, and I expect she is going to be showered with endorsement deals once she gets back to the U.S.
You know, I do pray that she is. She is a professional athlete. She's already signed to do a multiple city tour with her teammates, known as the Fab Five or the Fierce Five, whatever they want to be called. I heard that they don't know what they want to be called yet. So she's going to do the tour show, which is what I did for a good 2 years with the Magnificent Seven, my teammates in 1996. I'm sure she'll get endorsements as well. She should. She's got the personality, she's got the look, and she's got the history-making performance for it. And I just know that with a mom like Natalie, with good representation and the right people around her, I think she's going to make a large impact.
Okay, you don't like the flying squirrel. What do you like as a nickname for her?
Okay, yeah, I don't like the flying squirrel, and I don't think her family likes the flying squirrel.
I don't like it either.
Okay, good. Because this morning, Natalie and I were, you know, direct messaging or whatever it's called, on Twitter, and I was like, please give me a nickname that I can start pumping and saying other than the flying squirrel, because I don't like that nickname. And a couple of my fans on Twitter, I put something out there, and I was like, what's a good nickname for Gabby? Someone came back with Gabulous, And I love
Gabulous.
That. I think it's Gabulous. Like, she's fabulous, Gabulous. And
like
my nickname was Awesome Dawsome, and that's been really catchy. I mean, 16 years later, people still say it. I think it's crazy. But Gabulous is something that I think will stick to. And so I'm hoping to kind of go with Gabulous. And if anyone's got a better nickname out there, please tweet me at Dominique Dawes, and I will make sure I get it to the Douglas family.
All right.
Well, give them our love and congratulations. It's just been a wonderful time watching them.
Oh, I will. I appreciate it.
And glad you were there providing direct commentary, and we love following you as well. So good luck. Enjoy London the rest of the game.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Take care.